Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Where's Greenbottle?
He's not here.
Well, it was him.
What do you mean,
sir?
Did either of you boys see that accident down the street?
No, I never saw any accident.
No, sir, I didn't see anything either.
What's the matter, sir?
I'm rather afraid that Greenbottle has been hurt, or maybe killed.
Killed?
I don't know for sure. Look, if he'd only made a practice of being here on time occasionally, this might not have happened.
What did happen, sir?
Well, I didn't see the accident actually occur. There was an ambulance there when I arrived.
An ambulance?
Yes. I couldn't quite see who it was they were putting in the ambulance, but from the glance I did get, it looked very much like Greenbottle.
What did the people say?
I couldn't get any sense out of anybody. All they seemed to know is that it was just a boy. You're sure you haven't seen him?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Shall I rush down to his place and tell his old man?
Yes. No, we can't do anything like that until we find out if he was killed or not.
Why not ring the hospital, sir?
No. Yes, I think we'd better do that.
When's the funeral, sir?
I don't know. Look, there's no need to lose control of yourselves and say stupid things like that.
I'll go and get his old man, eh?
You'll do nothing of the kind. You'll stay where you are. I'll ring the hospital. Or perhaps... No, perhaps he's at the morgue by now.
At the hospital, no, sir.
All right, keep cool. I know what I'm doing. It seems a shame that a young boy like Greenbottle, who really showed definite promise as a scholar, it does seem a pity that he should be taken.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to imagine that we won't hear that voice again or see him among us. I really can't realize it.
Hello. Yes, hello.
How do you feel? What's the matter? I mean, are you all right?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm late.
Yes, I can see that. Look, we've just been talking about you.
Yes.
I just saw a nasty accident. I saw a boy killed in the street. I thought it was you.
What sort of a boy was he?
He was about your build.
Did he have a cap on?
Yes, he did.
Was he wearing a brown shirt?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, it was a white one.
Yes. Oh, well, it wasn't me.
No. Well, I'm glad it wasn't. I think. Look, you've worried the life out of us all.
Yes.
Look, if you'd been here on time, you wouldn't have caused us all this anxiety. Why can't you arrive at school at the proper time like the other boys?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I was late.
Yeah, I know that, you idiot. Why? Well, what's the excuse this time?
Yes, well, my old man didn't understand.
Yes, well, Now, listen to me, Greenbottle. You've caused enough trouble for one day as it is. There's no need to give evasive answers like that. Your father didn't understand. That might have been anything. There are probably millions of things that your father doesn't understand.
Yes.
Well, what didn't he understand?
Yes, well, he didn't understand what my mother said.
Well, what did your mother say? Listen, I'm trying to find out why you were late.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I had to go down to the veterinary surgeon.
Yes. Where?
To the veterinary surgeon.
What on earth for? Don't tell me he's your doctor.
No, I had to take the cat there.
Listen, what is this? Had to take the cat there. What do you think I am, Greenbottle, a crystal gazer? How can I work things out of a muddle like that? Why take the cat to the veterinary surgeon?
Yes, well, me old man didn't understand.
Didn't understand what?
What me mother said.
For the 15th time, what did your mother say?
Yes. Oh, she told me old man to put the cat out.
To put the cat out?
Yes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Yes, well, me old man thought the cat was on fire.
Because she told him to put it out?
Yes.
Oh, did she?
Yes. So he threw it down the well to put the fire out.
Oh, I see. And you had to take the cat down to the veterinary surgeon.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, because my old man didn't understand.
I was afraid you were going to say that again. I hope that hurt you.
It did.
Why on earth must you waste all this time? I wish to goodness it had been you in that accident.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, neither do I.
Listen. Until you can learn to speak properly, don't speak at all.
Yes.
Well, keep quiet. I had intended to use the early part of this lesson today in rehearsing for the school concert. But as we've already wasted that time, we'll rehearse after school.
Oh, strike, sir.
All right, there's no need for you boys to complain.
We never did anything.
No, I know you didn't. I'm at a loss to understand why you didn't, but even if you didn't waste time today, you have in every other day, so it serves you right.
Well, I don't want to go in the concert.
Oh, don't you? Well, we'll see about that. You're going in the concert, Master Botany. In fact, we're all going to be in it.
You too, sir?
Yes, I'll be in it as well. In fact, I'm going to do an item with you, Stanford.
With me, sir?
Yes.
Performance, please.
Yeah. What did you say, Botany?
Sorry, sir.
Yeah, what did you say?
That should please. Your item should please the people.
Oh, should it? Did you? Well, look, we'll keep quiet.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've never seen any performing fleas.
No, well, this will be an opportunity.
Yeah, what'd you do that for?
You know very well what I did it for. I thought you said performing fleas.
Yeah, wait, Greenbottle, I'll don't you.
All right, Bottle, hold your tongue. And you too, Greenbottle. Listen, stop it. We haven't got all time to discuss all this now. We'll do it after school. I want to carry on the history which we attempted last lesson.
What's this item, though, sir?
What item?
The item you and I are going to do.
Didn't you hear me just say that we'll discuss it after school?
Yes, sir, but...
Never mind the buts. Now, I don't suppose we can do any work at all until I do tell you. Well, the programme will be as follows. You, Stanthorpe, will play the overture.
That'll be good.
You mind your own business, Bottleby. Probably better than what you could do.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I'm a boy soprano.
That's a boast that you've made once before, but it's nevertheless incorrect. However, you are down for a song.
Yes.
Bottomley will recite.
Oh, I'll strike. Break it down.
I'll break you down in a minute.
Oh, strike. I don't want to recite.
Why not?
Oh, reciting's mad.
How is it? Well, it's nothing of the kind. It's very essential to every schoolboy. As a matter of fact, I'm going to recite myself. All right. Stop that noise. It's a sort of descriptive story which I've written myself, and Stanthorpe will play the piano for me, and you other boys will be working a few effects.
Oh, strike now.
Well, that will be the program, and I'll tell you more about it after school.
Yeah.
Your parents and friends will all be invited, so I want you boys to do your utmost to create a good impression.
Yes.
And now, having settled that, perhaps we can start the lesson.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, perhaps.
Yes, listen.
Oh!
Well, that's a start at least. When we finished last lesson, we were still floundering around arguing about the Norman kings and endeavouring to get on to the House of Plantagenet. Remember? As you know, there were four kings in the Norman reign. William I, William II, Joan of Arc, and Henry I and Stephen. Does anybody know how many kings there were in the next reign?
Yes.
Ah, Greenbottle, is there anything you don't know?
Yes.
Oh, and what don't you know?
I don't know how many kings there were.
But you just said you did.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, neither I do.
What? Listen, go to sleep. You're more nuisance than you're worth. I can't understand a word of what you're talking about.
Yes.
Bottom me, do you know how many sovereigns there were?
When?
In the reign following the Norman reign.
No.
Stanthorpe, do you know?
Well, I'd say millions, sir.
Millions?
Yes, sir.
That's what you'd say?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't. What are you talking about, millions?
Well, there must have been.
Rubbish.
Well, there were wealthy people then, same as now.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, you're talking about money, aren't you?
Money? No, I never mentioned money.
You said sovereigns.
I know I did.
Well, that's money.
It's nothing of the kind.
Yes, it is.
Mind your own business, Bottomley. I'm talking about kings.
Well, my father's got one on his watch chain.
What, a king?
Nah, sovereign.
Well... Look, will you stop talking about money? I never mention money. You're purposely misunderstanding me.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I've got fourpence.
Yes, but listen.
No!
Serves you right. You'll have a black eye as well as your fourpence when I finish with you, my boy.
Please, sir, isn't a sovereign money?
No.
Of course it is.
Listen, are you being rude, Bottomy?
No, but I've seen my old man's watch chain.
Well, I don't care if you've seen his bike pump.
He hasn't got a bike pump.
Listen.
No!
Now will you keep quiet?
Oh, please, sir, though, isn't it?
And you too, Stanford. Look out you don't get hit. Listen. A sovereign, in the sense that I use the word, is a king. The sovereign, the coin called a sovereign, is a different thing altogether, and you know it.
Yes.
You keep quiet. You don't know anything. Stanthorpe, can you answer the question now? Now that you know that I mean kings.
No, sir.
No. Well, that's better than millions. Well, I'll tell you. There were 8 kings. Can anybody tell me who they were? No answer. This is the only time I get absolute silence when I ask a question.
Yes.
Well, take out your history books, all of you. Go on. This is no good going on like this. Turn to the table of English sovereigns in the back of the book. Well, go on, Greenbottle. You're in this too, you know.
Yes.
Well, go on.
Yes, sir. I haven't got a book.
Why not?
Yes, sir. I left all my books home.
Left them all home?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, the roof was leaking.
Yes, well... The roof was leaking?
Yes.
Well, what about it?
Yes, well, they're using my books to stop the water coming down in the furniture.
How are they?
Yes.
That's lovely. You came to school without any books at all?
Yes.
That's preposterous. Coming to school without your books. What would you think of a soldier who went into battle without his rifle or ammunition?
I'd think he was an officer.
Oh, would you? Well, look, nobody asked you to try and be funny. Look on the stand for there, and don't let me catch you playing up or talking.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, our roof was leaking.
One of these days, Greenbottle, you're going to learn when to speak and when not to.
Yes.
Now then, can you boys all see the list of kings?
Yes, oh, I can see them.
Good. Well, now, read them out aloud.
William the First, William the Second,
just a minute. That's the Norman kings. We've already done that. The next house. Read them.
Henry the Second, Richard the First, John, Henry the Third.
Greenbottle! What do you think you're doing?
I'm reading out the names of the kings.
Well, would it surprise you to know that it's customary to read from the top of the page down and not from the bottom up?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I always read from the bottom up.
Yes, well, that's possibly the best explanation there is for some of your conduct. Perhaps it'd be better if you didn't read them at all. None of you read them. We'll take the king separately. Separately. Henry II. What was he known for, Bottomy?
Henry II?
Yes.
He was King of England.
Marvellous. Wonderful.
Oh, I think nothing of it.
No, I won't. Look, I've already told you that much myself, Bottomy. Stamford, what was he noted for?
Who, sir? Bottomley?
Yes. No, Henry II.
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't. Greenbottle.
Yes.
You're the last hope. Do you know?
Yes.
Well, what was he noted for?
Yes, he discovered the gunpowder plot.
Who did?
Guy Fawkes.
Greenbottle, we are not talking about Guy Fawkes. We happen to be talking about Henry II.
Yes.
Well, what was he noted for? Oh, it's no good asking you. In fact, it's no good asking anybody.
Oh, I know.
Oh, do you? Well, go on. What was he noted for?
He played bowls and still beat the Spanish.
Played bowls? What are you talking about?
Yeah, yes. I remember that.
Oh, look, you don't remember anything, Bottomley.
It was the Spanish Armada.
Rubbish.
Yes, he played bowls against the Armada.
Exactly. Greenbottle, the Spaniards did not play bowls. And anyhow, that happened in the reign of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, she was his brother.
Whose brother?
Henry II.
Rubbish. Queen Elizabeth wasn't even on the throne until 400 years later.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, if she waited that long, she deserved it.
What?
That's what I reckon.
Yes. Clear out the lot of you. It's nothing but nonsense from beginning to end. And don't forget that instead of the next lesson, we're having the school concert.
Oh, yes.
Well,
right.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.